We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding. And Coach, it's been crazy weather-wise. You lost a couple of games this week. We'll talk about that in just a moment. One game you did get in was your Spirit Lake game on Monday. And that one was pretty wild as well. As you moved the game up, you got it in, but wasn't the best driving conditions home. But fortunately, got the game in, played a really good game with Spirit Lake, able to get past them 57-53. A really fun one, Coach.
Yeah, you know, in that Spirit Lake game, that was a challenge getting that on our schedule to start with, to find a date that worked. You know, they were looking for some more games with their conference having so few a team. So it was a battle to find a date we could play that originally. So I'm certainly glad we moved up start time, and because if we hadn't, who knows, that game might have got axed as well. So just glad we got it in. But yeah, really not real sure what to expect going into that game. Hadn't seen a lot on Spirit Lake. They had played North Union. I'd seen some film on that and talked to North Union coaches. But so we kind of just rolled the ball out and went with what we thought we knew anyway. And we kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start, gave them a couple buckets, kind of easy buckets there right out of the chute. But after that, we kind of responded. And once we settled down a little bit and stopped turning the ball over there early, I thought we played really well pretty much the last three quarters of that game. And like you said, really exciting game. I mean, it was action-packed, pretty intense, extremely physical. Just a game that, you know, was exciting basically the last three quarters, not a dull moment. And we were able to stretch the lead there coming out of the locker room and able to hold on as we allowed them to kind of get back in it there late.
Yeah, Coach, a couple of things from that game. Obviously, 53 points, I think, is a pretty good number for an offense that has scored nearly 80 in two or three games this year. The other thing I noticed, you guys forced them into 22 turnovers in the game, so that's a pretty nice number as well.
Yeah, exactly. And they're a team that likes to shoot a lot of three-pointers, and we knew that coming in. And so one of our goals was to limit them to four made threes or less, and I think that's what they ended up making was four. So a team that relies, you know, a lot on three-pointers to get a lot of their points, you know, if they're not falling, they're going to have trouble putting points on the board. And so we really focused, locked in defensively to kind of have a lot of ball pressure and get out on shooters and make them put it on the floor and beat us in the mid-range. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that. And, I think as you're going to see, one of our strengths is our athleticism and quickness in the backcourt, and got a lot of kids that are scrappy and play physical and can cause a lot of troubles defensively. And I think you've seen that the last couple of games. We've kind of went to that more, and that's something we need to do. But really frustrated their guards, I felt like, and created some turnovers and jumped some passing lanes, that type of thing. So as we always talk, our defense is our strong suit, and that's really stepped up. I think in our couple victories, our defense has been extremely important for us.
Coach, the other thing I've noticed throughout the last few games and throughout this season, you got a lot of girls. I mean, we're talking about playing quite a few. I know we've talked about this before after the game. I believe you got 11 so far different scorers this season. So right there around that number, a lot of different girls contributing.
Yeah, there is. And we knew heading in that was going to be probably something that would be the case as the season moves forward. And I don't think we're done seeing kids that are going to contribute at the varsity level. And it's just kind of a little bit of a tough situation because you want to give kids, a lot of different kids, opportunities. Same token, you got to find a happy medium there where you're giving kids enough minutes that they can kind of settle in and get in the flow of the game. And so that's kind of a little bit of a challenge if you try to play too many kids, is just you're going to have a bunch of kids that don't really get into the flow, and that can sometimes cause some problems. But yeah, a lot of different kids able to step up and give us the minutes we need. And I think you've seen that Spirit Lake. We went to, you know, Lexi Eisenbrand for just a couple minutes there to give Colette a break and that type of thing. And Brendan Giesen comes in and gives us a couple minutes, and Aubrey Miller comes in and gives us just a couple minutes and that type of thing. But you know, like I said, I think you're going to see a couple more kids get some opportunities because some kids have been playing really well in JV and also have looked pretty good in practice as well. So I don't think you're done seeing some of the talent that's sitting on the bench. It's just a matter of how many minutes we can get these kids and keep still stay in a flow to be successful as a team.
And obviously, it's been a little difficult trying to, hone down those different rotations when it comes to playing games, because you guys have had so many postponed games so far. You were supposed to play on Thursday against Eagle Grove, a game that's been postponed now twice, and you were supposed to play last night against West Hancock. Of course, that one also gets postponed, so that also makes it difficult, Coach.
Yeah, it does, exactly. You know, not much court time in general this week, is, you know, we didn't do anything Thursday or Friday in practice, on the practice court either, you know, with the way the weather is. So, yeah, extremely difficult, a little bit frustrating. It's going to end up not playing a whole lot of games here before Christmas, and got to kind of hope we get all them in after Christmas. It's going to be a pretty heavy schedule of games and not much practice after Christmas the way it's looking, but... So, yeah, it's just, you kind of just got to take advantage of the opportunities you get to evaluate kids. And, you know, I think that's even puts a little more importance on all the scrimmages we had there early in the season, maybe a little bit more load on our legs there early in the season with scrimmaging every weekend. But, you know, looking back on it, that's probably a good thing, because we've missed quite a bit of practice and game nights here, latter part of the pre-Christmas schedule here, so it's good we were able to evaluate as much as we did early on.
And Coach, you'll have a couple of games next week, or hopefully, at this point, I should say, have a couple of games next week. On Monday, you're set to travel to Cresco to take on the Crestwood Cadets, and then on the 20th, the next day, you're supposed to take on Belmont at Belmont. So a couple of games coming up for you against a 4-2 Crestwood team on Monday.
Right, exactly. And I'm just kind of, right as you called, I was sitting down to start watching some film on Crestwood and get ready for them once I found out West Hancock wasn't going to be happening. So, yeah, I see they're 4-2. I'll watch some film and be as ready as possible for them. But, you know, it's a fairly long trip over there, so you never know what you're going to get getting off the bus in those situations. And then, you know, Tuesday night going down to Belmont, and, you know, they got a new coaching staff down there, so you got to watch some film on them to see what their tendencies are and what kind of things he likes to do on both ends of the court. So kind of going into that Belmont game blind at this point, but we'll get some film watched on them over the weekend as well. But yeah, two games we got to take advantage of our opportunity to kind of work on some stuff that we've thrown in here in the last week or so too. So yeah, hopefully the weather cooperates so we can get those two games in. Otherwise, I think we're going to be in a world of hurt coming out of Christmas break with nothing but games almost. But it is what it is. We're all in the same boat. So we'll take it one game at a time, and that starts with Crestwood on Monday night.
All righty, Coach. Well, I appreciate you taking some time with us and talking with us this morning. And we'll talk to you again after that Crestwood game on Monday.
Thanks, Aaron.
That's Forest City Head Girls Basketball Coach Matt Erbolding.